testimonis tuis in conspectu regum et non confundebar et meditabar in mandatis tuis, quod illexini.
February 15, 2019, Discernment of Spirit, Part 3. Shortly I will come back to the theme we had the last 2 days, but in the beginning I want to give some words of explanation. I like that in all the meditations I give, you will hear the right teaching of the Church and also a spiritual good teaching of the way to follow Christ. We have to say, often we have to search this now today, because a lot of things are influenced by a modern spirit, which can be easily also open for antichrist influence. At the moment, not many impulses are coming to deepen our spiritual life. And even in some religious orders, they don't notice that the inner force to follow Christ will be weakened if the new spirit is too much in their life and is trying that we're coming closer to the world. I don't think we have to go back before the Second Vatican Council. I'm not a traditionalist. But it's very important, the most important things out of the tradition we have to keep and to support and not to give up. This is one of the reasons I asked Harper Day to accompany the daily meditations with holy music, musica sacra. Because this music, which is often Gregorianic, is giving a line coming out of the tradition, and to hear and to work with this treasure of the Church. I'm glad that sometimes some people are writing us and making even some propositions or have questions. Please, I cannot answer them at once, but often I try to integrate the answers in other meditations. So we want to keep what is worthful and at the same time to be open for new ways coming from the Holy Spirit. This is what we really would like to do. I think this is also what we should do with the Second Vaticanum. But this means also to separate this from errors or false direction of the so-called spirit of the Vaticanum. And therefore we have to ask how we have to understand this sentence we were reflecting about. I just want to mention that there is a manifestation of faith from the 10th of February 2019 from Cardinal Müller, who was responsible for the faith till 2017. He said that some faithful people, even bishops, came to him who are inquired about what is going on in the Church now, especially belonging to the faith and the moral, and that he should write something, and he did it. There are only 4 or 5 pages, but it's very good and clear the Catholic faith and is also refusing tendencies which are relativizing faith and the praxis coming out of faith. And this, of course, is a dangerous point. So I can say it's a very Catholic, clear manifest, and it's in a good ground of the Catholic Church. So it might be very helpful to read it, because it will protect from errors. You can get it in the internet in different languages, and really, it's good to read it. For the theme of the last days, I gave so many comments, also from Cardinal Ratzinger, because I think if those comments, if those declarations from the Pope are not interpreted in the real teaching, a lot of errors will come in, a lot of confusion will come in. And also it will be attacked something very worthful. The Lord sent us to all people to bring the gospel. So we want to repeat at this point the sentence which has to be clarified.
The pluralism and the diversity of religions, color, sex, race, and language are willed by God in His wisdom.
At the end now of this 3 days, I want to give some words of Professor Dr. Johannes Dürrmann. He wrote, "One Truth and Different Religions," which are pronouncing exactly the theme again that we have it in mind and maybe also understand why it's so important to clarify. He said, "There is something common in Islam and in our faith. That comes because Muhammad, he was writing a lot of things coming from the Jews and from the Christian faith. And this, what is going together, it's written in the Declaration Nostra Aetate in Vatican II. And also John Paul II, when he was in Casablanca, he was mentioning this. But, I say it with my words, what is written from Dr. Dürrmann, there are also differences. Especially that Islam is directly refusing what is most important for the Christian faith. The Holy Trinity. That the Son of God became man. Redemption through the cross of Christ. The grace to be children of God. So, can we imagine that God, when He reveals Himself, He will speak with two tongues, that He wants positively both religions? We also can integrate, says Dr. Dürrmann, Hinduism, because our faith is teaching there is a creator and creation, but in Hinduism it's mentioned that it's one. And also when we think of Zen Buddhism or the Hinayana Buddhism, we are saved by Christ and not by ourselves like it is in this part of Buddhism. So he's coming to an end and says, well, we have the tradition that there are the seeds of God in other religions. It's true. But this does not mean that the other religions are legitimate religions. No, it's to find out where God was talking inside of them, and to bring it to a purification in our Catholic faith, then it will be transformed. To come to an end, we cannot say that all religions are positive ways of salvation, are revealed by God, giving us grace of salvation. This is also against scientific logic and also against the teachings of the church and tradition of the church. So the religions outside of the church, religions which are not Christian, cannot make a real connection to God. They are not ways of salvation. I think this is very clear said, so we should really avoid any word which can go in another direction. Better to say it not. Just to mention, it's good to have religious freedom, but not to say that God, in His wisdom, wanted different religions. So we have to clarify this, and because we have always to follow the truth and should be servants of the gospel. This is the will of God, that all people will receive redemption by our Lord. Nothing has changed at this point.
The entrance verse of today is a part of Psalm 119. I will give testimony from you before kings without trembling. I will meditate on your commands because I love them.
Loque ba de testimonis tuum. Lady